Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best, the podcast. I'm here with Eddie Morelos, the media relations director for the Sun Bowl. How are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing well. Just, busy trying to keep my head on straight and getting prepared for our 85th annual Hyundai Sun Bowl on December 31st here in El Paso, Texas.
It sounds like it's going to be a blast. A lot of different things going on in El Paso around that time. But I wanted to start off with what it takes to get things ready for the incoming teams. I mean, obviously, you have to prepare for them to come in and do things separately and press conferences, all that stuff. What goes into all of that?
Oh, it's a lot of planning, a lot of preparation, meetings, discussions, emails, making sure everybody's on the same page. We made the announcement, I believe, on December the 2nd. As you know, it's going to be Pitt taking on Stanford.
Yeah.
And so once we find that out, for example, I get on the phone and make sure I contact each school's sports information director so that we could set up a conference call. And I don't know if you were able to get on that conference call that day. But anyways, we set up a conference call so that media members could have an opportunity to get immediate reactions, you know, after the announcements are made.
Yeah.
So about two hours after the announcements are made, you know, we get moving very quickly.
Jeez.
You know, and then immediately following that, you know, the following week, we bring in the administration from both schools. And we have day-long meetings with them going over all the ins and outs of what's going to happen when they get to El Paso.
Okay.
So, you know, again, we have those meetings. We talk about, we discuss things that are going to happen. And then they go back to their schools, talk about what was discussed here at these meetings, and then they finalize their plans to get here.
In those meetings with the administration, do you guys kind of say, look, this is kind of how we do it, and they go with that? Or do they kind of come through and say, hey, look, this is how we, you know, plan to get things done as well? Do you guys have compromise, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah, we have tons of compromise. And honestly, we are known across the country for being the most hospitable bowl game in the country. I mean, people all around the country, all the coaches, they all talk about it. They'll give us calls, you know, and telling us how we served them so well. And that's what we do. We want to be of service to all the visitors that come in from out of town, you know.
Yeah.
And we want to show the kind of people that are here in El Paso. And it starts with us, and it starts with our volunteers. And we're very flexible. We say, hey, this is what we've done in the past. This is how things have gone. And they'll say, well, can we do this, or this? And we'll say, well, let's see what we can work out. And
yeah.
It tends to work out.
That's awesome. And you told me that immediately, I mean, just December 2nd on, you are just completely going 100% and being really, really busy. When you heard that it was Stanford versus Pitt, what was your immediate reaction?
I get excited because I know I get to work with some pros. I get to work with the best of the best in the media relations departments and the sports information departments. I've worked with Stanford before, and I was really excited to work with them again. And I found out that they had some staff changes, but they'll still do a great job because they're the best of the best. You know, these schools out of the ACC and the Pac-12, you know, they got nothing but really great employees working for them. So I'm really excited. The media relations person from Pitt, I was on the phone with him when we found out that they were coming, and he is just so excited to get down here to El Paso.
That's awesome.
Him and his department. So, I get excited because, like I said, I get to work with the best in this business.
You told me that you have to deal with the teams first. That's obviously number one. Then you go into media credentials. We talked about this before, and I wanted to know kind of what the process is with that, because you head that whole department as well. So with media credentials, who do you choose can get in or can't, or how does that work?
Well, that's a good question, you know, because we got guidelines. Of course, we want to make sure that we take care of all the media that covers the teams on a regular basis. Okay.
Right.
Those are the first and foremost. Secondly, we want to cover. We want to make sure we take care of our local media because, of course, well, that's where our bowl game is at, and sure. El Paso truly, truly embraces this bowl game. So we take care of, again, first the media that takes care of the teams that are coming, the local media, and then after that, I kind of have to discern and do some research on which media members will be allowed into the press box and into the game.
Yeah.
Because there's so many times where just random people want to just all of a sudden cover a big event just because it's a big event.
Right.
But we are very limited on room up in the press box. So I have to make sure I limit the credentials that I hand out for media.
Absolutely. And with that comes the press conferences and the meetings and the festivities and all of that stuff. Do you participate in the press conference, or do you just kind of mediate it to make sure things are going smoothly?
No, I make sure that I set up the press conference. I get the room set up. I make sure all the audio is there for the press conference. I make sure to plan the press conference. I make sure to have the date set, the time set, the place set. So, you know, I make sure that we have refreshments for afterwards or before. And then I'll start the press conference and introduce the people that need to be introduced. And then I let the media do their job and ask the questions. So, am I involved? I would say I'm pretty much involved with the press conferences. Yes.
Yeah, you do a lot. We always see when you watch it on TV, you watch a bowl game, they'll have backstories, Stanford's backstory, what they've gone through this year, maybe some of their notable, key members. And then the same thing with Pitt. Do you coordinate with the schools to make these videos for television, or do they kind of do that beforehand?
No, I guess I kind of do. I just make sure that each school has the correct contact person with CBS, because the CBS will reach out to each school and start working on things as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of the middleman when it comes to things like that. But, you know, and if things aren't moving, I'll start to push people to move. You know, hey, we need to make sure you get some highlights to this person or this person. Hey, can you call this person for an interview, or can you set a date, you know? And then I let everybody else do their jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was wondering about some of the marquee athletes. Obviously, you have dealt with marquee athletes. Last time we talked, you had dealt with Mitchell Trubisky. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, it's really cool. I'm a Bears fan.
Yeah.
And every week, it's really cool to see Trubisky throwing the ball for the Bears because I have a selfie with him.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah, I got to interact with him one night. So it was really neat. And, you know, that's a really great thing about this bowl game, about the Sun Bowl here in El Paso, is that every year you have the opportunity to see future NFL players.
Yeah.
You know, every year it happens. And, you know, I'm more than willing to say that'll happen again this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that, I mean, obviously marquee athletes, like you said, come through here, end up in the NFL and stuff like that. With those marquee athletes, for Stanford, KG Costello is the leading, obviously the quarterback, and then Quadri Allison for Pitt is the leading rusher for Pitt. So do they get different treatment for games like this, or does it kind of just everybody has their same, you know, amount of limelight and stuff like that for the press conferences and so on?
Well, that depends on the media. I mean, I don't treat anybody differently. But as far as, you know, they see these big timers coming in and you know, just any normal media person, they want to speak to the stars.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it just depends on the media. You know, when Bradley Chubb came down, I didn't have a ton of requests for him. You know,
wow,
but
that's crazy.
You know, it just again, I mean, the media spoke with him, but you know, it just depends on what the media is feeling and what they want. I mean, I can't really speak for them, so
sure,
you know, I wouldn't say, but as far as us here at the Sun Bowl offices, you know, if you're on that team, on a certain team that's visiting, you're gonna get treated just as the rest of your team is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We don't treat anybody differently. We don't give anybody more spotlight than another person. If you're on the Stanford Cardinal, we're going to treat you all the same. If you're on the Pitt Panthers, we'll make sure to take care of you all the same.
What should people planning to attend the game expect to see with the field, with the atmosphere, with the music, the smells, everything?
You know, a good time. They can expect to have a good time. that's the thing about this game. You know, on our poster this year, I don't know if you've seen our poster. It says on the top of it, it says El Paso's game.
Yeah.
And the reason being is because El Paso really embraces this event. So many volunteers, you know, take part in helping to put this thing together. The community, so many people want to sponsor stuff. You know, we just want to, the people of El Paso really want to showcase the city. They want to showcase their hospitality. And like I said, you could just expect a good time. That's what you can really expect, is to enjoy the football game, enjoy everything around the football game, you know, live music before the game at the pregame fan party, even the day before. We have a fan fiesta the night before where people can go and see the battle of the marching bands and enjoy, you know, food and drinks. And that's all free. You know, you don't even have to pay to go to that.
That's awesome, and right there, yeah.
Yeah, so you can see all of the stuff downtown while you go and check out the fan fiesta. And again, that's on Sunday the 30th from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock over at the El Paso Convention Center. So again, what can you expect? A good time.
And right off the bat, I mean, like you said, you've already, you hear December 2nd, who's going to play at the Sun Bowl. Before that, obviously, you have to plan out what the entertainment's going to be. You help with that a little bit, too. Do you help with booking the entertainment for the halftime show and things like that?
No, I do not myself. I just wait and see if they're going to grab an entertainer. And once they do and they give me the information, then I distribute the information. So awesome. That's my part in all that.
And we kind of talked about what the atmosphere is like all around the, you know, the stadium and stuff like that. Does it impact all of El Paso, just, you know, game parties, things like that at restaurants, the malls? I mean, everything's just packed.
Almost definitely. Yeah. Our event, the Hyundai Sun Bowl event, truly impacts the entire city. So many hotels get booked. Restaurants get eaten at. People go and visit stores and especially when they come in from, you know, the visiting schools, they want to experience the culture. They want to experience, you know, local restaurants, you know, local vendors. So I mean, the economic impact is just, it's unbelievable. That's why, it's one of the biggest reasons why this is the 85th annual Hyundai Sun Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the whole city is impacted by this, and the whole city joins in on this.
You're in El Paso year-round. From what you've been able to observe, do you notice Stanford fans, Pitt fans in El Paso throughout the year?
Throughout the year, I would say no. But it was interesting to find out how the Pitt fans and alum and the Stanford, there's a lot of actually Stanford alum around here.
That's cool.
It's really cool to see when the announcements are made how the alum just, they'll come out, you know, they'll just come out, and it's really cool to see. But as far as throughout the year, I wouldn't say that they're truly visible all year long. Because we live in El Paso, where UTEP is at, and very close to Las Cruces, where New Mexico State is at. So I guess you see more of that all year long.
Do you have, and I'm not sure if you're inclined to say something like this, but do you have any game predictions?
Do I have any game predictions? Yeah, I predict it to be a really good matchup.
Yeah, definitely.
I have not dug in deep enough to say, well, I think Pitt will win, or I think Stanford will win. I haven't really dug that deep yet. I haven't done my research on that part yet. But what I do know in the games that I was able to see throughout the year, and the records and the stats that I have seen, this is going to be a nice matchup. It'll be a really nice matchup. It should be make for a fun game. So,
Eddie, could you talk to us a little bit about what to, just a few more details on the Sun Bowl itself? If you were going to tell somebody to go and watch the Sun Bowl this year, what would you tell them?
I would say you need to experience it at least once for yourself. I would say I've been attending Sun Bowl games since about the age of 10 years old.
Wow.
And there's been so many memories made. I would say that I've worked at least 7 Sun Bowls total, including the 4 that I've been a part of the full-time staff here. And every time has been a great experience. I would say if you like to have fun, if you enjoy football, if you enjoy hanging out in a college football atmosphere, this is the place to come to. I would say also that you would get the most bang for your buck attending the Hyundai Sun Bowl.
You heard it here, folks. Eddie Morelos, Media Relations Director. Go and check out the Hyundai Sun Bowl in El Paso on Monday, December 31st, and you will not be disappointed. Thank you so much, Eddie, for being on the show.
Of course, man. I just want to say this really quick. If you have any questions, you can go to our website at www.sunbowl.org. You can also find us on Facebook by searching for Hyundai Sun Bowl, and we are also available on Twitter and Instagram at Hyundai Sun Bowl.
We'll see you there.
Awesome. Thank you, brother.
Hey, guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.